A subroutine may call another subroutine, of course. If it does so, it does it like this. Step 11, it must push any T registers that it has used. These will be restored later on. Then it put arguments to the subroutine it is calling into registers A0 through A3. Then it calls the subroutine using a jump and link, as always.